Good afternoon, everyone. Okay. I have no conflicts of interest for this project. And I'll first provide with you some background on our project, as well as I'll discuss the methods that we use to develop a training curriculum for reporting HIV/AIDS and syphilis events into an existing disease surveillance system, and our successes, challenges, and lessons learned in the process. And then I'll share with you some of the next steps of our project. So just to provide a little bit of background, in North Carolina, communicable diseases are tracked in the North Carolina Electronic Disease Surveillance System, or NCEDS. NCEDS is a centralized web-based surveillance system with the purpose to improve timeliness, reliability, and accuracy of communicable disease reporting and investigations in North Carolina. NCEDS replaced the paper-based system used by local health departments to report cases of tuberculosis, sexually transmitted infections, and other reportable communicable diseases to the state health department. As a result, local health departments can enter their data directly into a single database and access their data via reports. Since 2007, the UNC Center for Public Health Preparedness has assisted the North Carolina Division of Public Health, or NCDPH, in curriculum development and training for NCEDS. The system was introduced in phases to all 85 local health departments in North Carolina through face-to-face training for tuberculosis reporting in 2006 and 2008, and for general communicable diseases and sexually transmitted infections in 2008. So by 2008, all of the local health departments were required to use NCEDS. And to date, we have worked with the Division of Public Health to train over 1,000 staff. So HIV/AIDS and syphilis reporting and case management in North Carolina is the responsibility of these 7 regional communicable disease field offices and 3 metro health departments. Each region has a surveillance secretary, surveillance coordinator, supervisor, and disease intervention specialist, or DIS. Staff will be responsible for entering and tracking HIV/AIDS and syphilis cases and contacts in NCEDS. This will be the first time regional staff will have access to the system. And they will have statewide access for HIV/AIDS, syphilis, and sexually transmitted infections. And the purpose of HIV/AIDS and syphilis in NCEDS will not only be for surveillance, such as entering in labs and case reports, but also for case management, including entering interview data and contacts to a case. So in 2010, NCDPH began system testing by users with field office supervisors and surveillance coordinators, UNC trainers, and staff from 2 metro health departments. When the program staff at NCDPH got the go from IT to start system testing, the system was not ready to meet programmatic needs. The testing ended up being in 2 different phases over 18 months, the pre-feedback phase and the feedback phase. Since the user interface was still under development, a lot of time was spent giving input into the product design and retrofitting the system to meet programmatic needs. However, this time did allow trainers such as myself to understand the context of why certain features were being designed in the system. In the feedback phase, NCDPH led testing scenarios for identifying HIV and syphilis cases, case management, tracing contacts, approving work, and case reporting. As participants went through the scenarios, feedback was solicited on how data was gathered, entered, and approved. Participants also reviewed and corrected each other's work. This was an important step in the process, and it helped us identify recurring training problems and provided trainers an understanding of the overall field operations. Lastly, policies and procedures for using NCEDS were also developed. Our overall goal was to develop a comprehensive curriculum covering the entry of HIV/AIDS and syphilis cases from start to finish, using 3 major roles: surveillance coordinator, DIS, and supervisor. We wanted to train on all of the roles since these roles are interrelated and the work done by each of these roles builds upon the other within the system. With this purpose in mind, the curriculum included disease-specific scenarios and standalone exercises, which were woven into lectures introducing the software features and policies and procedures for working events in NCEDS. The scenarios followed the investigation of a fictitious syphilis and HIV event, including working positive and negative contacts. Given the chronic nature of HIV, we also incorporated contact investigations for previous positives. The exercises include a lab and provider handouts, action steps, and knowledge checks. We also had shorter standalone exercises to demonstrate and practice various out-of-state scenarios, as well as more complex functions within the system, such as merging duplicate events and persons. So the next phase in our process was to test a curriculum, which was initially designed for a 3-day training. I worked with 5 regional field staff to test the individual days of the curriculum, going through training exercises, the policies and procedures, the handouts, and demonstration cases to solicit their edits and feedback. This really helped us identify errors and inconsistencies in the curriculum, and also to adjust the training agenda before piloting in a classroom setting. Once we felt the curriculum was ready, we piloted the training with 11 new users, including DIS from all of the field office regions and 2 Metro Health departments. It was important for us to include new users so that we could get a fresh perspective of the training and how the system matched its intended use. So our goal was to, for this 3-day pilot, was to assess the effectiveness and efficiency of the curriculum and collect in-depth feedback on the lectures and the logistics from the perspective of the program staff. We had 1 trainer for every 2 students, which we felt was appropriate given the complexity of the training. Evaluation forms were distributed midday and at the end of the training, and we also had informal feedback sessions. Notes were taken during those sessions and analyzed for themes. So to improve future trainings, participants emphasized the importance of integrating more hands-on and interactive learning and applying more context of staff roles. Lastly, the estimated agenda for the training was not on target. Trainers were not able to deliver all of the curriculum in the 3 days. So participants felt that the training should be expanded to 4 days to break up the training and to slow down the training pace. Given the complexity of our training, we felt that it was appropriate to pilot the curriculum a second time. We conducted the second pilot in July with the purpose of assessing the training content and delivery, including the pieces that we were not able to cover in the previous pilot, as well as collecting in-depth feedback in areas that we had made improvements. For the 4-day pilot in July, we recruited 10 DIS who had not participated in the testing sessions or in the previous pilot. Daily evaluation forms and feedback sessions were used to capture the feedback on learning objectives, instructors, pace, delivery methods, and areas for improvement. Overall, participants felt it would be helpful for instructors to reference field procedures and terminology to help link current processes to the new ones. Also at this pilot, we introduced a 30-minute recorded lecture to help relieve the trainers and also provide a variety in our training material. Overall, the participants felt that recorded lectures should be limited to 20 minutes to retain participant focus. And participants also suggested incorporating as much hands-on learning as possible to break up the training lectures and demos. So here are the challenges and the successes we experienced during our curriculum development and piloting process. First, we were stretching NSEEDS beyond its intended use, not only for surveillance, but also for a complex case management process. As a result, a lot of time was spent revising and retrofitting the system design, which ultimately delayed the training rollout. Another challenge was deciding between a role-based or scenario-based curriculum. This was the most difficult decision for our project team. Some pilot participants felt that we needed a training that focused only on their role, such as a DIS role. Given how interrelated each role was in the system, we felt that it was best to give participants a bird's eye view of how HIV/AIDS and syphilis cases are worked in the system, but acting as the different roles as we went through. We also had the additional challenge of condensing a complex art of investigating HIV/AIDS and syphilis cases into simplified scenarios. And to avoid the risk of training fatigue, we were not able to cover all of the field operations, such as working with co-infections, congenital syphilis, and pediatric cases. Since the system was also being designed and tested concurrently, another challenge was the evolving system changes, which required frequent updates to the training materials. Lastly, it's always important to recognize that significant resources are required to test, develop, pilot, and revise the training curriculum. And many of the DPH project staff struggled with the demands of their regular job in addition to participating in testing and curriculum development sessions. So here are our project successes. Even though the system was not ready at the time of curriculum development, trainer participation in the system testing helped provide the context of system design, which later helped in developing the lectures and curriculum. Also, the rollout delay allowed for phased curriculum development, which helped refine the material so that few adjustments would be need to be made during the rollout. Another success was our collaborative process. Participation from the field office, Metro Health departments, and the state program staff allowed us to create realistic scenarios and to translate current practices into new ones, which I feel ultimately created a stronger curriculum. So our lessons learned. Our first lesson is to consider early in product design how the data will actually be entered. We needed the perspective of program staff on how the user interface should be designed to meet their day-to-day needs. There was also a disconnect between how ready the system was compared to IT versus program staff, so a lot of time was spent on revising the product design. Another lesson is to involve the DIS in earlier phases of the curriculum development process. The DIS involvement only began when we started piloting the curriculum. Although many of the regional supervisors that worked with us in the curriculum development process had been veteran DIS at one point, it would have been helpful to have the perspective of current DIS since the system will significantly impact their job duties. Also, for us, for a complex training, it's important to think about if you need to have more than one pilot session during your training. And for us, we felt it was appropriate to pilot our training twice. Another key component of this rollout is being able to provide on-site technical assistance, where after the four-day training, users will have assistance based on their specific role in entering real cases. And with this approach, our training will provide the bird's-eye view, and then folks will have the staff, the role-specific training during their on-site technical assistance. Lastly, it's important to plan for post-rollout enforcement, and given the limitations of what we could fit in our training, we are relying on webinars and refresher trainings to cover additional material and to help those who may need repeat trainings. So our next steps are to do the training rollout, which is scheduled December of this year. We'll be doing 7 trainings rotating in 3 different locations. We'll also be providing on-site technical assistance as regions go live after their face-to-face training and conducting webinars. I'd like to acknowledge my project staff team, and this is my contact information. Thank you for your time.